Masechet Avot Perek He, Mishnah Kaf Aleph. Mishnah says, Hu Haya Omer, he would teach, Ben Hamesh Shanim Lamikrai. Five-year-old child begins to learn the Tanakh. Once a child reaches his fifth birthday, it's time for him to learn the Tanakh. A teacher beforehand should not accept students before they're 5 years old, but a father does have the ability to teach his son the letters and nekudot before that time. And he does that for a period of 5 years until Ben Eser LaMishnah, until he's 10 years old when he starts to learn Mishnah. 5 years is the amount of time we allocate to each topic of, we'll see, Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. 5 years focused on the Tanakh from 5 to 10 years old, from 10 to 15 years old, focused on Mishnah without Gemara. And then, as we'll mention, from 15 to 20, he should focus on Gemara. Ben Shilosh Esre La Mitzvot. From 13 years old, a child becomes obligated in Mitzvot on a biblical level. Even beforehand, he is obligated on a rabbinic level of Hinuch to follow the Torah as well. Ben Hamesh Esre La Talmud. At 15 years old, he starts to study Talmud, Gemara. Ben Shemone Esre La Chupa. When he's 18 years old, he goes to the Chupa. He gets married. A person should get married young. It helps quell the physical desires that he may have that push him to sin. But at the same time, we don't want him getting married too early because we want to make sure he focuses on his Torah learning, and supporting a full family won't enable him to focus on building up his Torah skills. So marrying at 18, and for the first year or two, he doesn't have a big family. He'll still be able to focus on studying Torah, and he'll be able to finish and complete his 5 years of Talmud study from 15 to 20. By the time he's 20, we say, Ben Esrim Lirdof. By the time he's 20, he should pursue. It means he should pursue a livelihood. His family is going to grow, and it's going to get bigger, and then he should actively pursue a livelihood. Ben Sheloshim Lakoach, from 30 years old, a person has achieved his peak physical strength. Ben Arbaim Labinat, 40 years old, he has gained understanding. From that point on, he has Bina, which means he's able to understand a new idea from previous information that he has that becomes crucial when understanding halakha. When he's trying to digest halakhic topics, he could take facts and details that he knows in one area and possibly apply them correctly to another area. Ben Hamishim La'etzad, 50 years old, a person's ready to give advice. He has so much experiences during the first 50 years that he's now ready to dispense advice appropriately. Ben Shishim La'zikra, 60 years old, is considered to be the first physical signs of old age. At 60 years old, a person should start to introspect about his life and what he's accomplished because death is upon him. It's coming closer. Ben Shivim La'seva, 70 years old, a person is considered really old. He's at that point of seva, where a person has to rise. Mipnei seva takum, as the Torah tells us, in front of an elderly person, you have to rise, and that would be 70 years old. Ben Shemonim Ligvura, 80 years old, a person has power. At that point in time, a person has spiritual power and strength. At that time, his physical drives and yetzara have weakened, and his spiritual side should really be shining out. Ben Tishim Lashuach, at 90 years old, he reached the point where he's now bending over. He is losing his height, and it's showing he's approaching death and the grave. Ben Me'ah Ki'ilu Met, a person who's 100 years old, it's as if he died. Ve'avar u'batel min ha'olam, and he's passed away and has ceased to exist in the world at that point in time. A person's eyesight is poor, he doesn't have energy, and his mind is feeble. By that point, he doesn't have much ability to really accomplish.